B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's get going.
Sound off.
Time for sound off. 610-771-9705 is how you climb in to sound off. Leave us a message. We put them all together. We put together a nice little package that we call a sound off.
Wentz is a good quarterback, and Wentz was instrumental in us winning a Super Bowl. There's no question about that. However, other quarterbacks, when decisions are made, are their feelings considered? I know when Buddy Ben Jaworski, I know he worried about his feelings. He wanted to win football games with Cunningham. I don't get it. Is this guy a football player, or is he a ballet dancer? I don't understand.
You know, first of all, we don't know what he thinks. All right, all we have is speculation that he's his relationship is broken with the head coach. I don't know, who knows what's going on. Everybody has their own little sources, the guys that yak. You have to be careful because sometimes teams put out stuff to make a guy look bad. So I don't know. My sense is it's probably not going to work out. They're going to have to move on from him, and Jalen Hurts is your quarterback.
Mike, I don't know why nobody is looking into any post-concussive syndrome that Wentz has. He's obviously dizzy when he's in the pocket. He can't seem to see correctly. He doesn't walk straight when he's walking. He's got a lot of issues. And that's really the reason that they drafted Hurts, because they realized that.
Wow. Okay, doctor. He's obviously dizzy.
He can't walk straight.
Come on. He's obviously dizzy. Can't walk straight. Come on, bro.
Where does he see? Seriously,
he's going blind.
Well, how come people haven't looked at it? Do you think a medical staff with a football team hasn't looked into that kind of thing?
If he's not walking straight, especially.
Come on, man.
You know, Mike, I didn't think it was possible for me to hate anybody more in this organization than Doug Peterson. But I stand corrected, Mike. I hate Howie Roseman with a passion to the point where if I met Howie Roseman, I would get locked up because I would smack him upside his little head. When you lie to the fan base, do you really think the fan base is that stupid? You guys don't care about Carson Wentz. You just actively screwed him over.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. See, when people in sports lie to make themselves look good. I mean, it's not a revelation that they lie. I mean, that guy double-talked his way through a whole press conference. They didn't pin him down on anything.
Most absurd statement Roseman made was about Jefferson. He said, well, you know how the other guys felt. Everyone in the world said they should have drafted him. But no, they were smarter. They were going to draft Rager. He's been a terrible drafter for the last 3 years.
Yeah, he has. But the sixth pick, I'll go in there blind and point to a chart. And I'll take that guy that I might point to. Because you can't mess it up.
Yeah, but he'll mess up the rest, though.
Well, yeah. That's beside the point.
Oh, the Eagles players are upset that they didn't finish the season 5-10-1. Bunch of losers this year, whining. What if they took Wentz out and put in Hurts? What if they took out Wentz and put in Sudfeld? Would they have been complaining then? Hurts has been okay, but he's also been terrible. Now they want to give effort. It's unbelievable. They get a better pick. Who cares? They should have just been a little bit more discreet and played Wentz the whole game, and nobody would have questioned them at all when they lost.
Or play Sudfeld the whole game and tell the league to go bleep itself. we had nothing to play for. This is our team. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like
them. What are the
because I don't like
and Brayden. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your sound off gets on.
All righty. That does it for today. Thanks, everybody, for participating and digging a little heavy. And it necessarily had to get heavy because the stuff that's happening in the world today is very important to be included. Stay tuned because the Ron Jaworski Show is coming up next. The final draw show will be from Ramblewood tonight. And then we'll go right into the Sixers-Wizards tonight on NBC Sports Philadelphia. It's the warm-up, the Sixers pregame show, the game, the postgame show, Sixers Outsiders with Tyrone and Crystal. And our grand prize winner today was Dave from Glenside. And Dave wins the Brian Westbrook autographed collector's helmet and Eagles cooler tote filled with Gottschall's Real Wood Smoked Turkey Bacon. Make that switch. 80% less fat, 100% taste. Check it out at godshawls.com. Everybody have a great rest of the night. Be safe out there. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.